podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. We are looking ahead to game week 27. It's a double game week this time around. Brentford and Brighton, Crystal Palace and Southampton. But it's Brighton and Brentford really that everyone's interested in this week. My name is Joe and joining me is not Neil, but ably assisting me this time is Mark. So Mark is going to be coming through the team news. Now Mark writes every day, all the week for the for Fantasy Football Scout. So he's got his finger on the pulse of all the latest lineup and team news. And so he's been filling in for Neil today. So Mark, how are you?
Thank you. I'm good, thanks. Yes. I think we needed another northern-based correspondent on here, so I'm filling in for Neil.
That's good. I mean, well, I mean, even though Neil's not here, we really did not want to lose the accent. So we got it in. So, you know, whatever, however you want to present it. Shearer for Cole, Longstaff for Longstaff, Amp for Deck, whichever. But we're retaining that brand for team news. Right, what we're going to do is we're just going to rustle through all of the fixtures that are taking place, find out who's fit, who's not. Also, we'll have a little bit of a roundup at the end as well. And I might throw in, ask you a few questions along the way to see who you think might start. Just welcome some of those in the live chat. Many, many hundreds of you. Thanks so much for joining us. Jack the Cat, FPL Cypher, FPL Rank Chaser, Yazid, FPL Veteran, Rodrev, FPL Spartans, Thomas Nielsen, Anderson Official, or perhaps Unofficial. But thanks so much for joining us. Many, many more. Can't read out all your names, but thanks for joining us. Okay, shall we get cracking? Bournemouth, Liverpool, eh? So Liverpool punished a few last week, saved a few as well. Let's go for the away side first, Liverpool. What shape are Liverpool in ahead of this?
It sounds pretty similar to last week, in all honesty. This the same sort of injuries to Luis Diaz, Joe Gomez, Thiago, and Calvin Ramsey, which I'm sure will affect many. And yeah, I think everybody else is still pretty much as is. Still questions over the game time of Roberto Firmino, stuff like that, where they start eventually over the likes of Darwin or Cody Gakpo. But in terms of injuries, things tend to be roughly the same. No new concerns.
So Diaz has been hinting at return, but not. It's not going to be this week, is it? 27.
No.
It's going to be a bit later. Okay, so that's
he's aiming to step up his rehab over the international break.
Okay,
so that will be heading into game week 29.
Okay, so we're probably looking at a Salah, a traditional for the time being, a Salah, Nunes, Gakpo front line, you would imagine.
You would think so, yeah.
Okay, Jota, yeah. maybe on the bench, but could come in.
Could do. Also, such as the chase for the top four right now, that I don't think Liverpool can really afford to take any sort of game lightly. So
good stuff.
Depending on what happens against Real Madrid as well, if they are eliminated, then it's purely the league.
Okay. Let's look at Bournemouth as well. I noticed a typo in the tweet that was put up, but I just left it anyway because I quite liked it. Apparently, Jefferson Lerma is tough and go, not touch and go. what else is going on at Bournemouth apart from Lerma being tough?
Apart from that, the injuries are piling up a little bit. The likes of Marcus Tavernier, Hamed Traore are still out. A lot of the January signings, actually, Ilya Zabanyi, hope I've said that right, Matias Fina, again, just people who we've barely seen and still continue to not see.
Okay, Traore there, he's been on a lot of set pieces for Bournemouth. A lot of fans seem to like him. There, he remains out. And so that could mean that they're even more rubbish against Liverpool. Well, Liverpool owners hope that. Let's move on to Everton against Brentford. A lot of interest this week. Brentford got double game week. So, yeah, what's Thomas Frank been saying as we look to sort of load up on their assets?
The only real change for Brentford is that Keane Lewis Potter is going to be out for a little while. He's got a knee injury. Okay. So apart from him and the back goalkeeper, Strakosha, that's pretty much a fully fit squad.
Okay, that's good news because for a lot of people, a lot of Brentford players won't be that familiar as well. So as we're sort of looking to say, do we get for Henry or Pinnock and Norgaard, etc. They're all fit as it stands. Everton though, less fortunate, I imagine. They've been awful luck with injuries so far. What's happening at Everton?
Yeah, it sounds fairly similar to last week, and the Dominic Calvert-Lewin is kind of 50-50. He is in training, but the decision hasn't been made yet. Nathan Patterson, he completed 90 minutes for the under-21s on Monday, but we don't know if, even if he was available, would he really get in ahead of James Coleman anyway? So apart from those two, the long-term problem that's kept Andros Townsend out, that's probably it for Everton, because Michael Lenko, it's just an illness. Okay. So he should be, according to Sean Dyche, he's been training, he should be back.
Okay, Patterson's still short of match sharpness. Who knows? He might even get a run out if he's knocking around in some teams for 28 when he'll be needed. But it seems unlikely, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And game week 28 away to Chelsea anyway.
Okay.
Which...
Rightio. Just a few people in the live chat wondering where Neil's gone. Neil's just off today. He's just doing other stuff. That's fine. Is that not a serious hamstring injury or anything like that? let's move on to Leeds against Brighton. Now, it's Brighton are the ones everyone's interested in at the moment, not just because they're fabulous as a Brighton fan, but also because they've got a double game week. So and there's a lot of goals in them at the moment. So what has De Zerbi been saying? Because I know there was a bit of confusion earlier today about Solly March. He was asked the question, but Solly March is fine, isn't he?
Yeah, he's confirmed that March and Colwill, the centre back, are in the squad list. There are a few doubts over Tarik Lamptey, but in terms of March, he should be okay. But it depends how the final training session.
Okay, so with Lamptey, that could mean that Gross goes to right back. It could mean all sorts of things.
And if Gross goes to right back, then could that move McAllister back in his place? Or?
It could. But it might not. So I don't want to say yes or no, but if it, McAllister just may simply be favoured in the number 10 no matter what, as the sort of Lallana replacement. But with Lamptey remaining a doubt, that does leave open the possibility of Gross going there. So that does open the possibility, more of a possibility of McAllister going deeper. Nevertheless, he's on penalties as well. And he's still, even from a deep role, I still think he's okay. But yeah, you've sort of put me in a position where I've accidentally sort of probably trolling managers there by putting a seeds of doubt where they're not being. I think McAllister is a great pick this week. Don't listen to me wherever he plays, but I think he'll be far advanced whatever happens with Gross there.
And also De Zerbi has spoke again about the goalkeeping situation, yeah. And he speaks very highly of Robert Sanchez, says it's one of the best relationships he has, but at the same time it does sound like Jason Steele's sure to lose.
Yeah, that's the other key piece of news as well. So I think Steele's got it for the time being. Also in the live chat, they're quite rightly pointing out that Veltman can fill in at right back as well. So a bit of relief there. Levi Colwill could be back by the looks of things. Could be. But he's been great so far. Leeds, what shape are they in as hopefully Brighton really beat them?
Well, as we know, as we've already learned with Javi Gracia, we don't find out a lot. In fact, he actively goes out of his way to not say anything. But there was a little bit of positivity regarding Rodrigo and Luis Sinisterra.
Okay.
They've been out for a spell with an ankle and a muscle injury. They have been back in training this week. So whether it's this week or maybe looking to the next week, they are on the way back. Uncertain about the Patrick Bamford leg situation.
Okay.
But apart from that, it's Stuart Dallas, who's been out
for just a year. Just the usual, yeah.
usual. Yeah.
Yeah, Gracia. Yeah, I mean, Neil almost swore, but he didn't really. Yeah, Gracia's, just saying, I don't want to tell you. It's not my job to tell you. Well, it sort of is.
His name is one letter away from thank you, but that's the last thing
you
want to say right now.
No, he's truly an awful person. From this point of view, he may be a lovely person in real life, though. Let's move on to Leicester against Chelsea. Interest in them as well, with both playing game week 28, both with a double in 29. So some people looking to stock up early. For Leicester, James Maddison is always, the key player people are interested in. What's Rodgers been saying about him?
He came up with a quote that essentially said that he's fine and he's available to play, but he sort of got there in a strange way. He said that he's available when he's on the pitch, that sort of thing. But ultimately, Brendan Rodgers said he's available to play and contribute for us. So we got there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So when he's out on the pitch, he's declaring himself fit. That's, That man who's walking is walking. It's like
kind of how it works.
But it looks like it's available, so I think it's worth of investment. Harvey Barnes, so a few people going for him. We can't afford Maddison. Is he likely to start?
Well, Harvey Barnes is interesting as an alternative because he's got 8 goals this season, but not a single bonus point. But in terms of this match, yes. Brendan Rodgers said hopeful that he'll make it. I think it was at half time in the last match, ankle injury he was withdrawn from. And when he spoke yesterday on Thursday, he says we won't know until tomorrow, today. So he's probably okay. He's just being a bit cautious with his words.
Right, yeah. And as for Chelsea as well, Reece James, he's a tempter for wild cards, but will he make any match? Will he make this match?
No, he has been ruled out this match with an illness because he hasn't trained. To quote Graham Potter, he won't make the game tomorrow, so that's pretty certain. Mm. And also Mason Mount is still needing a bit more time with his abdominal problem.
Okay.
So there's a couple of names out. And even though Christian Pulisic was back on the bench in midweek, there are doubts this time over Sterling and Aubameyang. And that's on top of the ones we already know, Thiago Silva, Kante.
Okay, and Kante could be back next week, we think?
Yeah, it does sound like that they're aiming towards the Everton match of game week 28. So, not this weekend, but he's on the way back.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm wildcarding this week, and no link here. But Ben Chilwell, he's all right, is he?
He wasn't mentioned at all, so that has to be good. Not in an injury sense, anyway.
No link there between me wildcarding. Tottenham against Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Forest not great away. Tottenham not great at all at the moment. And Antonio Conte, lots of speculation about his future with Spurs. He's had a press conference today. What's he been saying about the team in terms of lineup and injury news?
As well as the injuries that we already know for Hugo Lloris, Yves Bissouma, Benton Kerr, Sessegnon, it does sound like there were doubts over the wing-backs, Emerson Royal and Ivan Perisic. And it does sound like it's going to be a last-minute sort of we'll see how they are on the day sort of situation.
Rightio. And obviously you've got those long-term ones, Benton Kerr, Bissouma, Sessegnon, Lloris as well still out. Not great there, but Forrest, Steve Cooper. I mean, he's got a lot of players on his books, and he's often quite busy in this team news. Just because he's got so many players, he's inevitably going to have so many injured players as well. But what's the situation there for Forrest?
Yeah, sometimes it feels like Forrest and Chelsea are sort of in a contest with each other in terms of player collection, like an arms race. Mm-hmm. But in terms of this week, the injuries, in comparison with earlier in the season, don't seem too bad. Names like Moussa Niakate, Kouyaté, Awoniyi. Sorry if I messed up those pronunciations, first of all.
No, I'm glad you're doing it on me.
sound like they're on the way back, maybe not for this weekend, but getting there. And then there's the ones we do know about, mostly defenders, such as Willie Bolly, Scott McKenna, Dean Henderson.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on. So this is the bit they've all been waiting for, really. I don't know how you've been avidly following this, but they all tune in to see if Nathan Ferguson's ever going to step on a pitch. So it's Crystal Palace take on Man City. Man City probably going to be of more interest, although Crystal Palace have a double. But this is the headline news. Nathan Ferguson, will he play, do you think, Nathan Ferguson for Palace?
Yeah, Ferguson. Short of match fitness.
Okay. Okay, we'll move on then. That's the same as ever. What else is happening at Palace? I'm going for the home side first because they got a double.
Well, the Sheikh Doucouré is suspended for the first half of Palace's double game week against Man City, but he should be back for the midweek game against Brighton. So he's out. There's an illness issue for Will Hughes. Sam Johnston has a calf problem still. But apart from the eternal Ferguson situation, that seems to be it.
Meanwhile, a Man City, never know what Pep's going to say. We never know who's going to pick. But has he said anything? You know, any hints about injuries and lineups?
Very, very basic. All they have is him saying that Phil Foden is apparently okay. That's the actual quote. Apparently, he's okay. Yeah.
Has he got to have a chat to someone at the club who's important? Maybe the manager of City.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Surely if anyone wants to know, it's him.
Yeah.
All the defenders seem to be back now, so it really is just Foden. But even he's declared back, so it's kind of as good as it gets for City.
Mahomi in the live chat has been pointing out, it's the sound of air being released from a balloon after that Ferguson news. Yeah, we can all rest assured he's not playing. One day he will. And it will be a day of, I don't even know what's going to happen, but it's going to be a party. Let's move on. Fulham against Arsenal. Speaking of parties, Arsenal have got Thomas Partey and probably will have a party come May when they perhaps win the league. They're certainly in a good position. Lots of speculation over Martin Odegaard this week around illness. You know, I believe he missed the midweek game. So what's the latest there and as well for those visitors there to Fulham?
Well, the flag, the dreaded yellow flag, is on the side for Odegaard. But what we think is that it was just as a precaution. It was a strong side that Arsenal played in Lisbon, but it did miss Odegaard, Gabriel, a few names like that. So Martin Odegaard owners will be hoping that it was just precautionary, just like with a couple of the other knocks. I think Trossard, Tierney had a couple of minor issues that kept them out, and perhaps that was just Mikel Arteta getting ahead of a potential problem.
Okay. Up front, Trossard, Nketiah, so they add into the mix that includes Martinelli, that includes Jesus possibly returning, that includes Saka. You've also got Smith Rowe, and we've got the attacking threat of Reece Nelson as well. So will Trossard and Nketiah miss this one, do you think? Or, you know, what's their situation?
Well, the Jesus, you will have seen pictures and training. And yeah, he really does look like he's pretty close to a return. Okay. I know the obvious jokes about Easter and Jesus will come up soon, but...
pop up.
As always. but it sounds like Trossard and Nketiah are sort of 50-50 again. Mm. There's a good chance that it will just be Martinelli up front again. But of course, as we know with Odegaard, last minute things can come up all the time.
Okay. Right, yeah. Okay, so for now, the water's still a little muddied there up front for Arsenal. I forgot the home side there. Fulham. Polina is suspended. We know that. He's got the second of his two-game yellow card suspension there. But what else is happening at Fulham?
Cedric Suarez is on loan from Arsenal, so he can't take part in that game.
Good.
It's just the continued absences of Levan Kurzawa, Tom Kearney, Niskins, Cabano. That's it, really.
Okay. Right, yeah, we're going to move on from then because I don't think a lot of people are going to be too interested in Fulham, you know, only for the extent of who they're playing against at the moment because no doubles. But Manchester United against the Lancers. And Manchester United got a bounce back. They've already done that in Europe from their 7-0 drubbing from Liverpool. And they got Southampton rocking up at Old Trafford. They have a blank next, but then a double. So there's still a lot of interest in either retaining Manchester United assets or even bringing them in. Looks a good matchup for them with relegation threatened Southampton. But what shape are Manchester United in?
Well, it sounds like the Europa League game the other night hasn't added any problems to the situation. Sabitzer missed out through injury, so we don't know if it was just a knock or whether it's something longer than that. Anthony Martial's hip injury is on its way. Ten Hag said on Wednesday that he was back on the pitch in terms of training, so it won't be long for him. The only long-term absentees seem to be Christian Eriksen and Donny van de Beek.
Okay, so pretty much same as we were with them. Was Southampton as well? I know we know about Tino Livramento and Larios being unavailable, but Alcaraz as well, who scored very recently, he will be an important could be an important player if they've got any hope of getting anything out of this, along with Ward-Prowse. But Alcaraz, is he likely to be fit?
Well, according to Ruben Selles, he made training and they'll just need to see if he continues to make training, but tomorrow will be the final test, so hopefully he will. He started twice and he scored in both games, so he's already established himself as quite an important part of their survival base, so I'm sure Ruben Selles will do everything he can to give Alcaraz a chance of playing, but it sounds like he's likely going to be okay.
Let's move on to West Ham against Aston Villa. So West Ham, Fabianski's been a sort of a notable absentee with his eye. I don't know if he had needed surgery for it as well, but he had quite a bad eye injury there. So is it likely he may return?
It sounds like he's sort of not as long-term as initially thought of, whether it means he gets back in over Areola this week. Unlikely, but yeah, for any managers who are potentially looking at Areola as a cheap second goalkeeper for a bench boost or anything, that already has a bit of doubt thrown over it.
Okay, and a few knocks picked up midweek elsewhere, West Ham. So what's the situation there? Who's affected?
Mikel Antonio has a bit of a calf issue. Lucas Paqueta and Flynn Downs have a bit of a knock as well, but it does sound like Maxwell Cornet is ready to go finally.
Wow.
Okay. Not quite Nathan Ferguson levels of wow, but yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, sort of somewhere around Calvert-Lewin levels of not appearing, but could appear this time around. Aston Villa, this was the last one to come in that I loaded up today. But yeah, a few absentees there that could affect their style of play.
Yeah, so there's still Philip Coutinho out for a while with a hamstring problem. So whether that means Leon Bailey starts or not, we'll have to find out. Diego Carlos, big money signing over the summer, quickly got injured with an Achilles problem, but he is possibly going to be around the squad either this week or next. He's almost ready. Dendonka has been out for personal reasons for a spell, and he still remains a doubt for game week 27. And the only other one that's come up is Boubacar Kamara with a shin injury.
Okay, he's quite important to their play as well, sorts of in the midfield there, and that helps obviously their attacking play as well, but and protecting the defence. So it could be an issue, but it's West Ham. So, but we'll need them in game 28. Aston Villa play then.
It's also the Danny Ings derby. So.
Oh, yeah, it is the Danny Ings derby, of course. Newcastle against Wolves. So your team against Wolves. That's the final of the matches. We can't do sort of line up and injury news for the midweek games, Brighton, Palace, and Southampton, Brentford, because it's just too far away. But though, look out on Fantasy Football Scout. Look out on the Twitter feeds, and also, you know, the articles that yourself writes, Mark, with Neil. And Tom on that. So, but yeah, this is the last match of these sort of single weeks of this double game week. Home side first, Newcastle. What shape are they in? We know that Joe Ellington is suspended, so we know that bit. But what else is going on?
Yeah, too much ban for Joe Ellington, and only I guess the more noteworthy issue for fantasy managers will be Fabian Scher, whose concussion picked up in the cup final.
Okay.
Meant that he missed out last week. According to Eddie Howe, Scher has trained well this week, so he hopes that he'll be back straight back in.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, Scher, he'll be on a few wildcard teams knocking around there. So, but he has had that concussion problem. Hopefully he's fine for that. Wolves, yeah. a few injuries there as they go. They visit Newcastle, aren't they?
Yeah, so we had Hugo Bueno the other week with a hamstring problem. And then last week, Diego Costa got himself in trouble with a knee injury. Lopetegui says, fortunately, it isn't severe. So he maybe says 3 or 4 weeks, perhaps. But he's still the score. I don't think he's scored yet, has he?
No.
For Wolves in the league. So perhaps that's not it.
I must admit, I mean, Wolves may win a lot of the... I mean, obviously some names like... Heechan and Costa are familiar, but Wolves are a team that I've just had a complete blank with all season. I've not gone near them. I don't even know who plays for them anymore. So I always find it quite illuminating when you do this team news with yourself and Neil, and these players get mentioned. And I never knew they were there. And it goes on. So we'll wrap those up. We've got a round up as well. I'll just run through this quickly. I haven't done them all, obviously. There's so many of them, but I've done a few. So Kiati is fit to play. Foden with his foot is fit to play. Questionable. Mikalenko could play. Barnes could play, but questionable. Scher got this concussion problem. Paqueta and Antonio, they picked up some knocks midweek. Could play though. Odegaard's got his illness, but should play. That's why he's sort of questionable at the moment. Trossard, Nketiah, same things. Could play, might not. 50-50 injury problems there. Perisic as well picked up an injury. May play, may not. Sterling as well, hamstring. Graham Potter wasn't, overly confident there, but, you know, he could end up playing. Lamptey with an injury as well, which could mean that Veltman or Pascal Gross fill in for him there at Brighton. Major doubts, Patterson still with his fitness as he gets back to injury. Calvert-Lewin he's always a major deal. Fabianski with his eye could make a return. I mean, I think this will be too soon, but it could be a bit sooner. Martial's still injured, still out rather, but I've upgraded him from out to major doubt. Jesus fitness, he's pretty much out, but you never know. He's a major doubt. He's running around. Calvert-Lewin is out, Carlos out, Coutinho's out, Fabianski's out, Mount's out, Thiago Silva's out, Martial. I put Martial twice there, sorry. I forgot to get him out of the out column. He's wormed his way back in. That'll be typical Martial, that. No, I'm not really available. Jesus with his knee, Lallana's long term with his injury, so McAllister owners will hope that he continues filling in there. James at Chelsea, guess what? He's not playing, illness this time. Paulinho suspended. Joe Ellington, a Brazilian friend of mine, keeps saying that I should say Joe Ellington, not Joe Linton. Even though Joe Linton sounds much better in your accent, Mark, than Joe Ellington. He's suspended. Diaz at Liverpool. Fitness doesn't look like he's returning yet, but he's certainly on his way. I think I've got most of them there, but there are plenty more. And just go scroll back and listen back to what Mark's been saying. Mark, thanks so much for joining me. And thanks for filling in for Neil this week. Are you wildcarding this week? Before we go, you
I was one of last week's wildcarders.
Have you got your transfer in mind this week?
We're going to roll the transfer because it's difficult enough benching, deciding on who to bench. Never mind buying someone.
That's the plus side. Your team's too good this week, so.
Doesn't feel like it, but yeah, last week as well.
Rightio.
It's not on the bench. Well, that was fun.
Oh, well, I think there'll be a lot of people in your position who wildcarded last week. So onwards and upwards. Good luck with your team, Mark, for Game Week 27. Good luck, everyone who's joined us in the live chat. See you next week. See you later.
Everyone.